This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR Boston.
Welcome to Kind World from WBUR. The Wallace Rose Hill High School Bulldogs were just starting off their football season, ready to compete for their fifth straight state championship title. The players, who call themselves brothers, are led by 45-year-old coach Kevin Motzinger. He's known as the firm but fair head of their football family.
I've always treated the kids like I'd want somebody to treat my kids.
The team is beloved by its community in Duplin County, a small, rural, low-income area in southeastern North Carolina.
Our whole county and everything involved industrial-wise is agricultural. That is the industry here. Our school is just hardworking, poor, country folks.
Early in the football season, disaster struck.
North Carolina is now under a state of emergency ahead of Florence.
As many as a million people have evacuated inland to higher ground, but many have stayed behind to take their chances against what is expected to be a very dangerous next several days.
Our big story this morning is Hurricane Florence. Forecasters watching the hurricane are warning it could cause terrible damage and loss of life over a huge area of the U.S. The National Weather Service describes it as, quote, the storm of a lifetime. Top state.
Hurricane Florence was on the horizon, approaching quickly. The storm's intensity peaked at Category 5, the highest rating possible. Coach Motzinger, alarmed by the storm, gathered his students in the weight room. He says all he could do was lead them in prayer.
I broke down and cried in all four classes, and I ain't never been much of a crier. But I really felt like there were kids in that class that I'd never see again.
As his students and their families boarded up their homes and evacuated if they could, Coach Motzinger decided to do the same.
We locked everything up and we hopped in the truck and we took off.
Kevin Motzinger and his wife and kids evacuated inland, nearly 400 miles away, near Tennessee. Meanwhile, one of Coach Motzinger's students, 18-year-old Cameron Donaldson, and his family were also planning to evacuate. But first, they were preparing for an upcoming move.
We was packing things for like a week. We didn't think the storm was going to be as big.
Cameron, known as KD, helped his mother and six siblings put their belongings in a storage facility. They all traveled to a nearby town to share cramped quarters with a close relative. As the storm roared outside, the quiet and humble KD kept a brave face, though he was frightened.
The storm was scary. And I have two twin little brothers. They're like 2 years old, so... You know, how to protect them and stuff. It was intense.
Hurricane Florence made landfall on the coast of North Carolina on September 14th, 2018, downgraded to a Category 1 storm. Florence unleashed 35 inches of rain in parts around the state, but it left parts of Duplin County, home to Wallace Rose Hill High School, under more than 25 feet of water.
You know, I mean, it was nothing but water. It just came so fast, and there was so much.
8 people in Duplin County died in the aftermath of the storm. Many residents had to be rescued by boat or air. Coach Motzinger and his family, like so many of their North Carolina neighbors, were displaced and searching for a place to stay, traveling through the state and even into Virginia. They finally settled into a rental property in Wilmington. 3 weeks after evacuating, Coach Motzinger returned to his town and was shocked by what he saw.
All the dead fish, dead deer, and just all the stuff that's floated from everywhere. You know, it's really hard to explain, but it looked like that a war had taken place in our neighborhood, and we lost.
Coach Motzinger had built his house on stilts as a protection against floods, but it wasn't enough to prevent extensive water damage. But for his student KD and his family, the situation was even worse. the storage unit holding all of the family's belongings was under 5 feet of water. Everything was ruined.
When my mom saw that, she immediately broke down and started crying. I said, it's okay. We're still here. We got each other. We're still alive. So that's a blessing.
With widespread power outages and damaged buildings, Wallace Rose Hill High School was closed for 7 weeks. But once the grass began to dry, the football team took the field again.
We started practicing, but we practiced in the mornings. And then we let them go, and then we'd go work on our houses or, you know, go help others.
During practice, the boys shared stories of trying to cope with the stress of surviving the storm. And Coach Motzinger saw just how deeply the storm had damaged his young players' homes and their spirits.
Because I was living it, you really don't know until you're there.
And he was there. He was rebuilding his own home, and he shared the same sadness felt by his students. But through the pain, he still wanted to do something to make sure his players could have their basic needs met.
As their coach, they're my responsibility. You know, I give them all I've got every single day.
Coach Motzinger reached out to fellow coaches in the state and asked for help. Truckloads of supplies poured in. After the storm, he sent his coaches to donation centers in the area. They stuffed the team van and trucks with items that could be used by the many hundreds still displaced. He turned the high school's athletic buildings into a distribution center serving the entire Duplin County community, including KD and his family, who were struggling. Coach Motzinger made sure KD took home enough food for his family and gift cards for clothing.
My twin brothers needed it, you know, diapers and stuff, so I got that. My mom and stepdad, you know, got some clothes for them.
And one afternoon, Coach Motzinger approached KD during a quiet moment. He was concerned about how KD and his brothers were able to afford the nearly hour-long road trips to get to practice every day. So Coach Motzinger reached into his pocket, pulled out some cash, and handed it to KD.
This ought to fill up your gas tank. I want to make sure he has enough gas in his car, to, you know, because he's got two brothers that are dependent on him.
Knowing that I have someone coaching with a big heart was good. Just like happy to have him around all the time.
I can't explain a face, but just the look in his eye, and he just hugged me. He told me he loved me, and I told him I loved him.
Now the locker rooms are back to normal, except for one corner where giant cans of spaghetti sauce, black beans, and apricot halves are still stacked high. The football season is over, and the students of Wallace Rose Hill High School are back in class. Although the water has receded, trauma and shock remain. Coach Motzinger and his family are back in their home, and KD and his family are splitting their time between two houses, one close to the school so KD and his brothers can take the bus. KD says despite how hard this year has been, he's staying focused on his goals. He says it's so much easier knowing his coach has his back. And Kevin Motzinger says he'll stay close to his football family, both on and off the field.
God prepares you for things. And I honestly believe this in my heart, this is what I was supposed to do.
Listen to more Kind World at wbur.org/kindworld and on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Say hello to us on Facebook and Twitter at WBUR Kind World and share your story of profound kindness with us. Send us an email to kindworld@wbur.org. I'm Andrea Aswahe. Thanks for listening.